Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 82. How you doing? Hey guys, this is the Nard, and I'm here at the Phoenix here in New Orleans, and I'm podcasting here on the line for the Beer Bust. It's sponsored by the Lords of Leather. You can check them out at lordsofleather.com.
We need beer.
Okay, what's been happening? What did we do? Well, my friend John Palima picked me up.
Hey, David. How are you?
Hello, Maynard. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you enjoying Sudden Decadence so far, Friday night?
It's really great. I'm so glad you're here.
Yep.
I'm glad you're here, too.
It's made my Sudden Decadence experience so much better to have friends with me.
And this is your first time, right?
Yes. I'm no longer a virgin. That's correct.
Sudden Decadence version, you mean?
Exactly, yes. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So where are you staying tonight?
I'm staying in a hotel, and I don't know the name of it because I'm kind of a little inebriated.
Really?
Yes.
So you don't want me to visit you there later, huh?
Only if you bring a crowd with you.
A big crowd. Oh, okay.
At least two or three people.
Ooh, an orgy. Woohoo. Okay. Actually, I already have my beer. I don't know why I'm online here with Mike, but I'm here with Mike, too. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
Are you going to get your beer? Are you going to get, light or dark beer?
I'm getting the beer that has alcohol in it.
Ah, okay. Cool. How about you, David?
Yes.
Light or dark beer?
I prefer everything lighter than darker.
Oh, really?
Yes.
How about you, Jan? Hi, Jan.
I like him dark.
Oh, you like him dark?
And uncut.
Uncut beer. Okay.
I prefer my beer with lots of head.
Ah, okay. It's interesting. Okay, the Beer Bust here is sponsored by the lordsofleather.com. So check out the website. Okay, I'm podcasting drunk again. You guys may think that I'm a drunkard. No, I'm not. I only drink if there are occasions. All right, I'll catch you guys later.
Sunday morning, though, I think. That
all right, guys, we are gonna go to Lafitte's now. We're here at Phoenix, and a group of friends of mine. Of course, Mike is here, of course, my partner Mike, Palima, David, John, Ted, and Richie from Houston. They're friends of mine. We're here for the Phoenix, and I think it's winding down right now. Okay, I went through the line. I tried going through the line, and there was a very, very, very long line. Oh, Ed is here, too. Ed. Hey, Ed. Okay, there's a very, very long line, yet you have to go inside through the door, and then there's about, 100, 200 people lined up. Gosh. Just trying to get up to the Eagle. Eagle is the top part of Phoenix, wherein things are happening. Okay. Everybody's... All right. I'll tell you guys more about it later.
Yeah.
All right. We're done with Phoenix for now. And we're going back to the quarter. Yes. My God, I'm so drunk. I hope you guys don't think I'm a drunkard. No. I only drink occasionally, like occasions like this. Okay, so yeah, we're going to go to Lafitte's and then probably go to Rawhide. Yeah, we're gonna go to Rawhide too. That'll be awesome. Let's see what's gonna happen around the pool table. Ha ha ha. Okay, if I doze off on the road or something, I don't know. I'll catch you guys later. Thanks. It's a Friday night. It's around 11:30, 11:45. It's almost midnight. Okay.
Bye for now.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice.
Nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
But since now that you told him, he's going to be on the air.
Oh, okay.
Okay, he's got all freaked and nervous.
All right. Okay, hello everyone. This is Denard, and I'm here with JP. Hi, JP.
Hello, hello.
Okay, so what's your bear profile?
What is it? What's the name?
Yeah.
On Bear 411, it's Dozer Bull, and I'm a live journal as Omnomic.
Omnomic, yeah.
Okay.
So okay,
it's hard to spell. Yeah.
Yeah. So where are you from originally? What city are you from?
I'm from Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
Ah, okay. So
I've lived all over the Southeast. So.
Is this your first decadence?
Second. I missed last year because of the hurricane. I was here a year before last also.
Okay. So how do you like the parade today? Did you see the parade?
I missed the parade. We just got here this morning, about 11:30. We went straight to the portico, and we had these great hamburgers and a couple of monsoons and a Long Island tea.
Oh, really God. Have you tried the hurricanes here in New Orleans?
Say that again?
Have you tried the hurricanes here?
Oh, yeah. I used to go to Pat O'Brien's when I was a kid. We'd go to the Saints games a lot, yeah.
For how long will you be staying here in New Orleans?
Just one night. Just one night.
What?
One night only.
Go to Decadence and only go for one night?
That's all we need. We just save the best for last, coming at the last night. So.
All right.
Okay. But we'll make the best of it.
Okay. Any bear runs you've gone before?
I went to Bear Bus in Orlando in 1999, so 7 years ago.
Are you going again this year?
I want to. We'll see. I'd like to. I'm working on it.
Okay. So that's pretty much the bear bus you're going to do this year, okay?
I hope so. I really do. There was a hurricane when I went there in 99. It's Category 1. It blew over. It's a lot of rain. Wasn't too bad.
All right.
Yeah, it was fun.
All right. Okay, so, yeah, thank you for your time. Thank you for being in the show.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it.
You are the show.
Here are events for you guys. Mr. Michigan Leather Weekend 2006 on September 22nd in Douglas, Michigan. Mr. Michigan Leather Weekend 2006 is at the beautiful Douglas Dunes Resort. All are invited to Michigan's premier leather event. Bears and leather men alike share a wonderful weekend of fun and festivity. See the website for more details on lodging and schedules for the weekend. It's going to be on www.mmlonline.net. How about in Albany, New York? Bear Albany presents PJs and BJs on September 23rd. Okay, so it says here, grab your teddy bear and throw on your favorite pair of PJs or sleepwear and join us for the Capital Region's biggest Bear Slumber Party. I'd like to be in a Bear Slumber Party. Okay, the website is www.bearalbany.com. Okay, let's go to Madrid, Spain. Mad Bear Anniversary. Come celebrate with Mad Bear its 5th anniversary at its disco party on September 23rd. The party will be at Strong Center from midnight with our official DJ team, Binomio and Raul Castellanos. Thank you for your support during these 5 years. Okay, visit the website at madbear.org. I'll be in Columbus, Ohio on the weekend of September 15th. I heard from my friend there, John, Manticore 1977 of Live Journal, that he said that Wolf's, you know, the bear bar there in Columbus, is going to be closing. So I visited their website at wolfscolumbus.com, and sure enough, it looks like they're going to be moving. They're going to move to Jack's. I don't know what that is, but they said it's going to be the same atmosphere. Well, wherever it's going to be, I'll be checking it out. I'll be going there anyway, so might as well check it out. And I'll just visit the website for more updates, if ever. I heard that the people I know there, they're going to be hanging out at Trade Winds. So perhaps I'll check out that bar too. Okay, so for more updates on Wolfs, just check out wolfscolumbus.com. Okay, now back to the show.
Hey guys, this is Denard, and I'm podcasting here in New Orleans for Southern Decadence. And yeah, it's fun over here. I'm in front of Lafitte's. It's always good to hang around Lafitte's. It's one of my favorite bars here. And meeting a lot of friends from Houston, and they're all meeting up here in New Orleans. Yeah, and yes, it's alive again, I guess. What do you have there?
What did you picture? It's off. Oh, the baby. Yeah, John's been taking pictures of babies here. Anyway, so okay, we just watched the parade, and hey, John, yeah, what do you think of the parade?
A lot of people, excellent.
Lots of eye candy.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. All right. Okay.
And a little bit of eye poison too, but it all goes well together.
Eye candy.
I can feel cataracts coming on.
Oh okay. Oh yeah, we just watched the parade a while ago, and a while ago I also got to interview Nomic. He's Live Journal is Nomic. Yeah, it's gonna be my feature for Wolf for the Bear for this episode of their podcast. Okay, so what else are we gonna do? Well, after the parade, which took about probably a half hour only, and it took about 2 hours to prepare. Gosh, people lining up, all those costumes and stuff, which is fun. Everybody's having fun. Everybody's drinking, having their cocktails, and now everybody's. Well, most of the bears that I've seen and I've known are in front of Lafitte's. It looks like Cafe Lafitte in Exile is really a popular bar for many bear people here. And yeah, lots of eye candy. You can find all the pictures here. I'll be. What? Excuse me. All right. Cool. All right. All right. Got distracted. Sorry. Eye candy. Yeah, there's a lot of bears here, and this is pretty much where people, most of the bear people are coming. Ooh, wow. Anyway, okay, so what are we going to do now? More cocktails. We're going to get drunk. Okay. Get more Bud Lights and watching all these bears in costume and out of costume and less clothes. And here in New Orleans, when it's sudden decadence, it's usually... underwear is not allowed unless it's the only thing you're wearing. Yeah. So that's pretty much what we're doing here. We're going to see a lot of people in underwears or leather thongs or, I don't know, loincloths. Less clothes. All right. So I don't really have a lot of nude pictures or videos for you guys, but anyway, we're just having fun here. We'll see. Okay. Talk to you guys later. All right, we're now here at Rawhide here on St. Anne and Burgundy. And looks like people from Lafitte are coming over here. They want to... Oh, look at that, the manager. Ooh, the manager's Woofy. The Rawhide manager is Woofy. Anyway, okay. Got distracted, sorry. Okay, so we're here at the Rawhide. We're just looking at the line. Very, very long line. Going inside, it's very hot inside. How hot is it inside?
It's about 312 degrees.
312 degrees, enough to cook salmon or something, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it smells like cooked fish in there.
Oh, God. Okay, so we're now in front of the Rawhide right now, looking at about 20 people trying to get in. It takes about $5 to get in, $3 goes to a drink. So, $5 cover charge, that's too steep. I don't think we're going to go in. This is very hot. Anyway. All right. Okay, we stepped away from Rawhide because the line is just getting too long. We don't want to go in. So we're going to Good Friends where we can pee. It's a very nice pee place, and we can go to. Oh, Charlie, Jerry, and Patrick are here. Hey, hello. Okay, the Houston Sluts.
I thought it was Club Houston.
Club Houston Sluts. All right. I need to pee now. Okay, I'm here at in front of Lafitte's again. We just came from Rawhide, and I'm here from. I'm here with a couple of guys here in front. Introduce yourself and what city are you from?
My name is Bill and I'm from Houston.
How are you?
Jeff from St. Louis.
Steven from St. Louis.
Ah, okay. So, is this your first decadence?
My second.
How about you, Jeff?
Second.
How about my first.
Oh, you're a virgin. How do you like it so far?
Oh. I wouldn't call myself a virgin, but... It's okay. Fun.
Virgins are supposed to take off their clothes.
You should take off your clothes. Come on, let's go. I'm kidding. Well, okay, Sam, hope you're enjoying it.
I am. It's a lot of fun.
Where are you guys staying?
Down the street, the Royal Sonesta. Yeah.
When do you guys go back?
Too soon.
Too soon? You don't want to go back?
Who would want to go back?
That's right. I don't want to go back either. How about you, Billy?
I'm staying at the Prince Conti.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Going back tomorrow, unfortunately.
Did you get lucky?
Last night.
How about you, Jeff?
Well, of course, and the night's early. Oh.
How about you, Stephen?
Yes, I did.
Oh, you got to. All right. Thank you, guys, for being in the show. Thank you.
And where's that belly of your boyfriend's? We'll see.
He's hidden somewhere.
Huh?
He is, it's hidden somewhere.
He's sitting home?
Yeah. No, he's still over there.
All right, it's Labor Day weekend. It's Monday. Yeah, it's around 10:20 in the morning. I'm going to get ready to get going back to Houston. For the meantime, Mike made some quiche. And I'm on my way to get some orange juice. I'm on St. Louis right now. Going to the grocery store. Well, it was a fun weekend. It's been a good experience. Although, honestly, what I think? It has been more fun for the past few years. It's a little dampened this year. Yeah, this Southern Decadence is a little too dampened and a little less fun than how it was 2 years ago or the past 3 years. Oh well. Okay. Yeah, but I did get to meet a lot of new people and some LJ people too, both from Houston and from other cities. Yeah, I got to meet Omnomic. He's the Wolf for the Bear feature. Yeah, shout out to JP. And then I also met up with Goofy Cub, Tex Rider Bear, Cajun Country, and Tall Ted. Yeah, so shout out to you guys too. And who else did I meet this weekend? That's all I could remember right now. Oh yeah, people from BC, Bubba and Chris. Yeah, shout out to you guys too. Alright, so I'm here in front of the orange juice store. Not orange juice store, general store here on Dauphine in St. Louis. Okay. I guess I'm going to wrap this up. Thank you everyone for downloading the show. And, you know, I want to share the experience of Southern Decadence. Perhaps next year is going to be more fun. Okay, so if you have any comments, please send me email at bearchaser@bearpodcast.com. And you can also leave me voicemails at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. You can also visit the website, www.bearpodcast.com, and you can leave your comments there too. Okay, so, announcement. I have a MySpace account now. It's myspace.com/bearpodcast. It's really very simple right now. It's nothing really there. It just plays the audio of the latest show, the latest podcast that I would post. So, yeah, just check it out. You can add me as a friend whenever you get a chance. All right, thank you everyone for listening, and hope you guys have a good week. Many wolves and many hugs.
And they just come out to the window, just hand it out. I feel like an in-law executive. I ain't doing that. I'm the name. And for a short while, I had a job at the funeral home. I was an oversized casket model. Shit out. You know, two things black people don't like is dogs and dead people. Oh, thank you. Who is my man, Dad? Girl, I got two of her names. Cheeto, Limbo, Cracker Jack, Orangelo, K-Martin, Aloe Vera, Bambi, Dutchess, and Leah, Cat, Kid, Leroy, Coco Puff, and Pluto, Jack Daniels, Ron Bacardi, Dupa, and Lamangelo. Now, who is these famous, Dan? I see the hard part, person of it, naming them shit like aloe vera, Maybelline, ginger, vitamin, burl cream, Truex, the NyQuil, HQ, and Daffodil, Demosaurus, Dolores, Tanisha, Gamora, girl, and the daddy have never stepped forward. Now, who is my pure daddy? The government can only be responsible so far. And then somebody going to have to come over here and pay child support for these bitches, man. Nova Scotia, Bubblicious, Chupacita, Gonorrhea, Ice Bucket, Butt Uglier, Visine, and Margarita, Percolator, Terminator, Velcro, Taekwondo, Chromosome, Obstetria, and Shadid. Which is actually still a shithead. He's going to beat me up one time. My baby, man, it ain't shit.